Man, you just work. You just work. I was running hills. I trained with my trainer on specific stuff that I wanted to get done, and we got it done. And I felt like I got faster. I got stronger. I felt better than I did before, even before I got hurt.
Have
Oh
they
yeah,
noticed? Have they
absolutely.
said anything to you
Yeah, yeah,
also?
yeah. A lot of people said that I got faster, that I got more explosive. And hey, I just put the work in, and I just what I expected.
That was Ravens Pro Bowl wide receiver. That's still weird to say, Jason. Pro Bowl wide receiver, Zay Flowers, who in his second season had 74 catches for close to 1,100 yards, four touchdowns, and talked a lot about that at his press conference yesterday, how he feels faster, his teammates and coaches think that he's faster. And he also talked later on the presser, Jason, about they've really been working on the deep ball. He felt very confident that they're going to hit more deep balls this year.
Well, they made major strides in that regard last year, and I think Rashad Bateman, who, let's face it, has a different body type than Zay Flowers and is a more attractive, regular, more consistent downfield option, just because it's easier for him to high point a ball. It's easier, you know, for Bateman to win some of those one-on-one jump ball box out situations than it is for Zay. That I think opened things up for everybody else. I think that was a boon to the entire offense. I think it helped Derrick Henry. Like, I think it helped everybody. And I think there's still room for growth. A lot of Zay's big plays, I still think, though, let's be real, it's going to involve catching the ball underneath. Maybe it's more like 18 to 25 yards downfield, and then it's that catch and run ability. It's the yak factor once you get the ball in his hands. And he's not even in his prime yet.
Ravens did make an addition to the receiving corps, bringing in DeAndre Hopkins. Nelson Aguilar is gone, and Zay talked about working with the vet.
He a vet, but D-Hop been doing this for, 13 years? I was 11 years old when he started doing this. So, you know, he vetted. He know what he doing, and he know how to get the younger guys going. He know how to get himself going.
We talk a lot how the Ravens, they like having that guy in the room. And you can go back to Zay Flowers' rookie year when Odell was here, and he really looked up to Odell, and it seemed like they were very close. And now there's another guy that Zay can learn from. Obviously, much different body types and games, but a guy that's been in the league for well over a decade.
I mean, look, this is a future Hall of Famer. This is someone who has been at the top, you know, remained at the top of his craft for about a decade, 10, 12 years maybe. I mean, last few years have been tough. Age, father time, undefeated, all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, this guy understands how to navigate his way through a season, how to prepare himself to play. He's been an expert in contested catches. He has an innate feel for the sidelines. And he's also, he has a high emotional intelligence. He understands where he is in his career. And this isn't about feeding him anymore. It's not about running an offense through him. But if he does stay healthy, I think 3rd and 5 to 7 yards, red zone, goal, you know, goal to go situations, you know, 3rd and goal from the 8. Like there's going to be situations where he, frankly, is a more conducive alternative than even a Zay. In certain situations, I still think he's going to have an opportunity to make an impact on money downs and, you know, in money parts of the season, money parts of the football field.
We did a six pack last week or 2 weeks ago, just six storylines that are going to pop during training camp. And I believe on your list, Jason, you mentioned Devontae Walker. He's going to pop and people are going to be talking about him. Well, here's receiver coach Greg Lewis talking about the second year receiver.
Just continue to do what he's been doing. He's a young player. He showed some potential last year towards the end of the season, getting in, making a few plays, had a touchdown against the Giants, and we're just trying to build off that. He's a fast guy. He can make plays down the field. He can make plays across the field. And then also special teams comes into that part. If you're not out there first, all right, you got to be doing something to help the team. That goes back to the unselfish stuff that we talk about with Harv's and EDC and top-down type of stuff. So Tez is working his tail off as far as receiver and trying to hone his craft there. And then then also with the special teams, but I'll let Hort talk about that. But he's doing a tremendous job of just being in the playbook, understanding what he's supposed to do, and then going out and trying to make plays each and every opportunity that he gets.
Talking with some of the media members out there, it seems like Tez Walker a lot more confident this year. He's flashing more during practice. He had a couple of really nice plays yesterday when I was out there, but we'll see when the games get real. But he's one of those guys in these preseason games, Jason, that everyone's going to have an eye on.
Yeah, he's going to have an opportunity to shine, and I think he'll take advantage of it. Now, I also think Cooper Rush, this is new terrain for him, and I think it's probably going to be rough at times, and it's just he's been in one place his whole career, and things are different here, and this offense has evolved to a master's thesis level, and he's coming in as, yeah, he's been in the league for a minute, and he's seen some things, but I think there's going to be an adjustment phase. So there might be opportunities for a guy like Walker in some of these games, and he's open, and Rush just doesn't see him, or Rush doesn't hit him. That's what the preseason is for, to work through that stuff. But there's going to be opportunities for him also in some of these joint practices to run with the ones, and other guys, they're going to get off their feet. And I suspect he takes advantage of it.
Orioles lead the Blue Jays 4-3 in game one of a doubleheader. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mike Bordick is going to be joining us at the top of the hour. Adley Rutschman not in the lineup in game one. You know he's going to be in the lineup in game two, but a really strong first game back from the IL last night. How crucial is this next two-month stretch to end the season for Adley? Mike Bordick's going to tell us at three. But coming up next, it's Ken Wyman live.
Sweating to the oldies.
One winning drive. How hot is it? How hot is it out there? And also, how does Jair Alexander and Rashad Bateman look? They are back at practice. Ken's going to tell us next on The Fan.